Mishnah Dafayim Gimel presents the Lamites Savos Malachos, and clearly, as the Gemara indicates, that is simply the starting point. But of course, not only are there Avos, but there are Todos as well. And Todos, of course, are forbidden min HaTorah. The Onish is the same. Avchatos B'shogeg and Kares and Skil, in a case where there is Hasra. And if I were to ask you, how exactly do we know that there is an institution, a concept of Todos on Shabbos, the answer is one letter in the Pasuk. If you look in the Gemara on Shabbos and the Ayin, the Gemara cites the Pasuk of Achas Mehena, not even written in the context of Shabbos broadly, but generally speaking. And there the Gemara tells us, Mehena, that men, that prefix, is the Rabbo Sesatoda. As Rashi explains, Mehena means Hayotzin, Min Ha'avos, the derivative. So stunning that the single letter of Mem, that's Marbis scores of Todos, which would result in Isuria Daraisa with the Chi of Misa, with the Chi of Skila. But bottom line, the fact that one is Chayiv on Todos and Shabbos is Egzera Sakosa. And if you look in Shita Mekubetzes, Bavakamada Feiz Samad Aleph, there the Marikatz is bothered by a simple Kasha. What about when it comes to an other area such as Nezikin? The opening Mishnah Meseches Bavakama tells us the Dalet Avos Nezikin, and the Gemara merely states as an obvious ha'ara that midat tani avos michlal de'ika todos. If they're avos, they're todos. I would expect that the Gemara should now ask a kasha, that minalon. How do you know that there is a concept of todos? And the Gemara Bavakama never asked such a kasha. There is no gzera sakosu that you're chayif for todos when it comes to Nezikin. So that is the kasha of Shita Mekubetzes. That why is it so obvious when it comes to Nezikin that they're todos? When it comes to cases of Shabbos, there the Gemara requires a gzera sakasa. And perhaps it's part of a broader issue. To what extent should I argue that todos are a chidush hakra, which is limited to that context? For example, Shabbos, or is the default position that todos exist b'chol ha'Torah kula? So if you look there in Shita Mekubetzes, he argues as follows, that typically speaking, of course, if there are avos, there's an assumption. There's an assumption of todos as well, and that's the model of Nezikin. And that's why the Gemara tells us so obviously, midiktani avos, michlal dika todos. When it comes to Shabbos, however, not at all simple. After all, what exactly is the basis of Melechah Shabbos? Oh, the Sugyan Daf Memtes, based on Mishkan, Binyan HaMishkan, Avodas HaKarbanos, but it's based on Mishkan. And generally speaking, what exactly is a Tolda? An Av is Hafta Havi B'Mishkan Chashiva Karei Le'av, as opposed to a Tolda where that is not the case. So if the whole basis is Mishkan, Binyan HaMishkan, Avodas HaKarbanos, and this was not found in the Mishkan, why would one think that one is going to be chayiv on Shabbos at all? So therefore, that's the chiddush of Shita Mekubetzes, that Shabbos requires a gzeiras hakosav. When it comes to Nezikin, that certainly is not true. There, it's obvious. Lomali krasvaru, that midat tani avos michlal dika todos. But if you're dealing with the model, which is dumi de Mishkan, and you're going to suggest that even though something was not found in the Mishkan, that is going to be called Chilul Shabbos, Mechateisi. How indeed do you know that that's true? The answer is yes, that there is a Gzeiras HaKosav, that that in fact is the case. So what the Shita Mekubetzes indicates as follows, that you know, B'chol HaTorah Kula, I would tell you as a default position, it makes sense indeed that there should be Todos. But if you're telling you in Shabbos, uniquely, the structure is Hach Dahavi B'Mishkan Chashiva, so why would you argue that indeed you are going to be chayiv if there is no pasuk? When you look in the Sugyan Bechoras and the Chof Dalet Amud Beis, there the Mishnah describes the following. A person is engaged in Shchitas HaBechor. But you know what? In order to go ahead and to perform a proper Shchita, you have to have a clear cut. Precision is absolutely necessary. The difficulty, of course, is the base hashchit is covered with, right, the seir of the animal. So how do you ensure that there is a clean cut? Or Rashi writes, how do you avoid the psul of chalada? After all, if you're going to burrow the knife into the area of the neck. So the Mishnah tells us the following. You know what? When you're going to do the Shrita, you're going to clear out the Beis HaShrita to make sure that the Shrita can be done absolutely precisely. And part of that process, the Mishnah tells us, is Tolish HaSaseir. If necessary, you're going to go ahead and pluck. You're going to remove the hair which is there in order to be able to cut and have a precise Maisa Shrita. The Gemara is bothered. Is it so obvious that indeed that's true? That you're allowed to do that? You're allowed to be Tolish, the sayer of a Bechor? Doesn't the Torah tell us, Lo Sagoz Bechor Tzonecha, that shearing a Bechor is considered to be Aser? So if shearing is Aser, what right do you have to be Tolish? Why would one think that Tolish is included? So the Gemara writes in Bechor, Schafeim at Aleph, because Reish Lakish says that Tolesh is chayiv mishum gozes. If a person goes out and picks a feather out of an animal, so in such a case, a feather out of that bird, so in such a case, he's going to be chayiv on Shabbos mishum tolesh. So such an incredible analogy that if on Shabbos, tolesh is chayiv mishum gozes, v'harayiv, that if you pluck the feather, you're chayiv mishum gozes. So therefore, Gozei should be included in the Isser when it comes to Bechor as well. The Gemara suggests maybe there's a fundamental difference. After all, the case on Shabbos which Lakish is referring to is you're plucking a feather. Plucking is typical. How do you remove the feathers off of the bird? You shear. You shear feathers. You pluck feathers. So plucking a bird, yeah, that's considered to be a form of gozes. But who says that plucking hair off of an animal that normally would shear is considered to be an act of gozes? So the Gemara distinguishes between a himel as opposed to an oath. But the Gemara doesn't distinguish between Shabbos and the Isser of Bechor. Lo sagoz Bechor tzanecha. So it sounds very much like the Gemara, such a chiddush, that you know what? If A is a tolda of B on Shabbos, that's not only relevant for Dinei Shabbos, but that's relevant for Chalot Torah Kula. So if I know when it comes to Shabbos that gozes does not mean shearing, but gozes on Shabbos is called oker davar migidulo, uprooting something from its source, you know what I'm going to tell you? That's going to be relevant for a Bechor. How in the world can you jump from? Apparently the answer is that, you know what? Good, I need a Gzeiras HaKasav in Shabbos. That's true. That tells me that even though in the Mishkan they would shear, they wouldn't pluck, there's a Gzeiras HaKasav of Tolda. But you know what? When I have that Gzeiras HaKasav of Tolda, you know what it tells me? I have a right to broaden. And therefore, you know what? I can plug in. And whenever the Torah is going to use the term of Gozes, Tolesh is indeed going to be included. Well, that's Bosh of Shah. Bechor is Daf Chafei. And you know who writes that this is so incredible? Cannot be? Tosus, Becharus, Chafem and Aleph. Tosus raises this as a Tzorach Iyun and reinterprets the Pashup Shat, the Shaklavatari of the Gemara. Tosus, what was that the Kasha of the Gemara? That on Shabbos, if Tolesh is Chai Mishim Gozis because it's a Tolda, it's so obvious that that's true when it comes to Bechor. Why would you jump? There's a Gzeiras HaKasuv when it comes to Shabbos, L'Rabbos HaSatodos, and that does not apply when it comes to a case of Gozes. So therefore, Tosus reinterprets the Gemara. But it does not mean Kipshuto, that what is true of Shabbos is true B'chol Torah Kula. But that sounds like a stunning machlokes. Tosus writes the default position is that on Shabbos, we will broaden a particular av, because there's a gzeiras hakasav to do so, but you have no right to assume that that is relevant in shar dinei Torah. And the approach of that Marikatz and Shidduch Kabetzos and Av Beis seems to be coming from a very, very different perspective, and that is the default position is that Torah is giving you models. And B'chol Torah Kula, of course, you will broaden out the model. And I would have said that's true even in Shabbos as well, if not for a tight drash of Mishkan. Shabbos requires a gzeiras hakasav because of Dumi de Mishkan. But beyond Shabbos, that assumption of midiktani avos, michlal dikatoldos, that the Torah will give you examples, but an example is a model. It's a model. But that should be true. B'chol Torah Kula, that is something that one could assume when it comes to cases of shari surim. That's a very fundamental tosus. and a very different understanding of Shita Mekubetzes. You look in a Rambam, Perek Yod, Alachates, Efochos Rotzeach, and the Shara Melech, Shamal quotes a suffix of the Mutzal Me'ej. The Torah tells us something tragic. No, a life is taken. And we can't account for that murderous act. The Torah describes the whole process, the Sanhedrin, Eglarufa, Anachal Esan. And what happens in this Nachal Esan? The Torah tells us, you know what? It should be like a reminder, a monument to this tragedy. Lo Yizareya. Do not go ahead and seed the Nachal Esan. Do not seed the Nachal Esan. The Mutzal Me'ej raises the following sum. What's the definition of Zareya when it comes to a Nachal Esan? Zareya means planting. I understand. I can't go ahead and plant the Nachal Esan. But you know what? We're doing Mesach HaShabbos. I'm going to give you a whole list of todos of Zareya, Moikot and Abbeis and Abbeis, Menachi, Shmash, Gemayn, Nizrei, Machlokas, Rab, Rabbi Yosef. Let's assume a toldo Zareya. Do I have a right to assume that when it comes to an Nachal Esan, all of the toldos of Zareya are Aser as well? If it's true on Shabbos, that's a Malo B'chalot Arugula. What do you argue? What do you mean? On Shabbos is a Gzeres HaKosov, a Meheina. There's no Gzeres HaKosov when it comes to Nachal Esan, and therefore, I'll expand on Shabbos, but I will restrict when it comes to other areas. The Rambam writes the following. You know, Yom Nachal Esan. You cannot be Zarei Nachal Esan. And the Rambam just adds two words. Ukayotze Ba'evu. Kayotze Ba'evu. And anything similar to. Anything similar to Zarei is considered to be Aser as well. What exactly does that mean? Any similar to. I mean, Chesina Christ. Told us. Anything similar to, meaning that anything you're going to include based on our Limud of Masech HaShabbos, Zareya is going to be relevant for the Parsha of Nachal Esan. And Gozeis is going to be relevant to the Parsha of Bechor. There's the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tezvav. The Torah tells us, you know what? That the Korban Pesach remains and you eat the Korban Pesach in the Makom Chabura. Do not be motzi the Korban Pesach to another makom achim. Oh. See you in a bayis. Min chasrinah tesav. What about toldos of hotza? What about toldos of hotza? To what extent do we interpret that literally? Mamish hotza, dinei hotza, but limited to hotza. But I know we're going to learn that hotza is pretty broad, of transporting something from here to there, even without carrying the object. What about passing? What about Zorek, Moshe? Can I argue, well look, if that is Bechlal Hotza, when it comes to Dinya Shabbos, you know what, that should be relevant. When it comes to Shard Dinya Torah as well. So whenever the Torah uses the term Hotza, I know what Hotza means. After all, these categories are broadened. Because you know, the Chiddush of Toldos of Shabbos is an expansion, is an expansion. You know, we had once mentioned there are different types of toldos. When you learn Baba Kama, Daf Bez, Amud Aleph, there are toldos of Shabbos, there are toldos of Tumah. But you know what? They're not just different examples. Shabbos has Avos and Toldos, and Tumah has Avos and Toldos. Asheret, Shechazera, Tamimais, then you have Toldos. They're very different models. Models of toldos. If I were to ask you, why is something a toldo? Why is something a toldo? You know, in Hilchos Shabbos terms, a toldo is an expansion of an av. It's not only putting the seed in the ground, but it's anything that promotes the growth of. So weeding will promote, pruning will promote, watering will promote. So I'm expanding the definition of Zareya to promotion of growth, not just simply physically placing a seed in the ground. What about when it comes to Tumah? That's a Tolda. The Toldos of Tumah are an expansion of, not really. The Toldos of Tumah are really very, very different, no? The Toldos of Tumah is that which emanates from the Av. An expansion of. A person comes in contact with the Sheretz. In such a case, he's a Sheretz. It means that the tumor that was contained in is transferred to. Where did that tumor come from? You know, the answer is it emanates from the Av. It emanates from the Av. I would tell you that there are two different types of toldos. There's a tolda of expansion, there's a tolda of emanation. Something could be a tolda because it's an expansion of the Av. Something can be a tolda because it emanates from. If a person comes in contact with a mace, it's not that he is a mace, but rather the tumor that was embodied in and that emanates from now is something that is captured by the one who is tamei mace as an av and avi avos, and the next step as a tolda. But those are very different models, models of toldas. Oh, I'll tell you the following. Maybe it's so understandable now why, when the Gemara raises the issue, todosin kayotze ben, or todosin lav kayotze ben, what would you say intuitively? You know, is a total like an av? Is a total different than an av? Well, I'll tell you the following. If it's an expansion, I would say what comes to mind, the total should be like the av. If I'm arguing that, you know what, that it's not literally placing the seed in the ground, but Zariah should be defined in the broadest sense, even relevant to Nachal Eisan, that it's a broadening of, makes perfect sense to assume that a total should be like the av, because we're expanding. When it comes to Tumah, it's not really an expansion. You're saying that, you know what, that which is contained in A somehow is, how do you know that transfer is identical? Maybe there's a difference in the Tumah of the mace and the Tumah of the Tumah mace. A difference between the Tumah mace and a Rishon Tumah. How do you know just because something has contact from, it emanates from, that it's identical to? Maybe it's not so surprising then that in Shabbos Toldosein Kayotze Behem, but in Tumah Toldosein Lav Kayotze Behem, as you the Gemara raises, but we'll come to Beis. What about Nezikin Mai? The Nezikin Mai Toldosein Kayotze Behem Lav Kayotze Behem. What would you say about Nezikin? Is it more similar to Shabbos? More similar to Tumah? Oh, in Lamdas, now are the Toldos of Nezikin an expansion, or are they considered to be an emanation? No? An emanation. What's the Maskana say, Gemara? After you go through, like, every case the Gemara writes, you know what? Almost invariably, in the Zikin, Todosan Kayotzeven, with one exception. Tzroros. Whoa. If it's an expansion, the vast majority of Todos in the Zikin are an expansion, no? The Torah describes the animal that gores. The animal has to gore with its horns. And what if the animal viciously tramples? And what if the animal pushes with its body? No. That's all an expansion of Meshumna, Kavanas Lahazit. That's the category. So does it really make a difference whether it was the hand or whether it was the hoof? Tolosen Kiyotzeben. The one exception is Tzoros. You know what Tzoros is, no? Yeah, the Av Malachi is Gufo. And Tzoros is Kocho. The animal kicks up. Yeah, and it causes the stone to fly, but the damage that the stone inflicts is not a result of gufo, but it's a result of kocho. What's the relationship of gufo and kocho? You know what I'll tell you? Emanation, not expansion. Expansion. That's an expansion. That whatever is true of gufo is true of kocho. How do you know that's true? It's a tolda because it emanates from. Where did this koach come from? The koach came from the thrust of the regel. Yeah, that's similar to cases of Tumah. It's not surprising when it comes to Tzoros that their total sin is Lav Kayotzim, and use those models. That's a Chiddush of Nachas David that writes that realize you have different models. And in Shabbos, the model is one of absolute expansion, that you expand. And maybe this is part of the underlying Lamdus of Abai, Rava, cutting up Ezim and Beis. What is the starting point when it comes to Shemitah? Is the default position that Toldos and Shviyas are Aser? Or Toldos and Shviyas are Demutah? No? The Torah tells us Harish is Aser and Shemitah, Zriya is Aser and Shemitah, but what's the starting point before you see any Pasuk? Should the Muskel Rishon be that everything is Aser? And now let's look in the Pasuk and see what the Pasuk mentions? Or do you argue that that's not true at all? Abayi says, for example, of course the starting point are Toldos or Asa. And if you come across a Toldos Mutter during Shemitah, it's only because Shviyas was Manazez only in the Rabban. But the starting point is that, of course, Toldos or Asa, as an expansion of. And Rabbi disagrees. Not necessarily. part of that machlokas, Abai and Rava. There are different possibilities in Abai and Rava. But a pretty basic question, what is the assumption? The assumption of, you know, when we learn Kedushin Daf Gimel, the significant machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is Chalipin? And what is the relationship between Chalipin and Kinyan Kesef? Kesef can be used to Mekadesh and Isha. Should I therefore argue Chalipin? In principle, should be good as well. Some Achlokas Rishon and the Tosus Kedushin Daf Gimel and Aleph. When you look in Ritva Daf Gimel, you look in Ritva later Kedushin Daf Chav Beis. The Ritva is Mavid is Machlokas in that way. How do you understand Chalipin? Is Chalipin a Toda Kesef? Or it's an Abif Ne'atzma? Interesting. Avos and Todos in Mareches HaKinyanim. And there's a Ritva later in Kedushin Daf Chavav that writes, you know what? When the Torah describes a king of Metaltolin, O Kano Miyana Misecha, Mishicha. So how do you get Mesira? How do you get Hagbah? The Ritva writes, because Mesira Hagbah, that's a Tolda. That's a Tolda of what is Mefurish Bakra. The Kinyan Mashicha, Konomi Adam Yisacha, that is the model that the Torah writes of. A Kinyan of the Metaltolin. But, to recognize that in Mareches HaKinyanim, a concept of Toldos. Rabbi Niona writes in Perigivu Meseches Avos, Raveros HaKamuros, Avodazara, Gilirayish, Vichos Damim. Rabbi Niona uses the same terminology. Those are the Avos. Those are the Avos of Yarek Vayavu. But isn't there a concept of Avuzrayu, something that is an expansion of? It's not something that I would necessarily say is absolute Gilirayos, but nonetheless, still it can have the status of Yarag Vayavor. How do you jump from Gilirayos to Avuzrayu to Gilirayos? Rabbi Yonah writes, don't be so surprised, because Miditanyavos, Mechlaldika told us. What the Pasuk mentions in the Drasha says the Avos, but the assumption that these are models, the cholatarakula. So that's a fascinating deal. Right? What is the relationship of avos and toldos? Am I right to go ahead and to expand the notion of toldos to other areas as well? That a model can be expanded in that particular sense. The sugyan bava kama daf beis, the sugyan daf tzarevav and Shabbos. Okay, we have our gzeres hakasa. We have our Gzeres HaKasa. That not only are there avos, they're told us as well, but are there any differences between avos and told us? Is there a real difference? Once the Torah tells us, you're chayiv for a tolda, the chiv is the same, chatos and karis and skila. But are there differences? So as you know, the Gemara tells us, you know there is a machlokas, rather that's not chachamim. Let's assume for a person violates an avin, it's tolda. Violates an avin, it's tolda. A person places a seed in the ground, zareya. Let's assume Ashkenazim and Mizraim. He waters the seed. One of the examples, Makata beis my beis. I've told you, the Chorish was zareya. Let's assume zareya. So in such a case, an avin is tolda. How many times indeed are you chayim? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you a great nafkamina. According to the Chachamim, if you do two avos, you chayv twice. Even that's a stunning chiddush. That's a sugya Shabbos tafayin of chiluk malachos. You do two avos, you chayv twice. But what about if you do an avin itzdol? So the Chachamim maintain an avin itzdol, you only chayv once. That sounds like a blatant nafkamina. Two avos twice, an avin itzdol, you only chayv once. Okay, that's a difference in avos and toldos. But the Gemara raises this issue, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayev HaToldo Makom Av, that's not true. An Avin is told you're Chayev twice, it's a Ma'ikav and Avin HaToldo. Is it so obvious, according to the Chum, that that's an Avkamina? I will show you how vastly different an Avin HaToldo is. There's such a difference between watering and planting, because if you water and you plant, you're Chayev twice. Not only according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Chum, you're Chayev once. But that's not true when it comes to avos. What does that mean, it's not true when it comes to avos? It's not. If I do what? If I plant and I write? With two different avos. Let's assume a person is Zareya and his Zareya. Zareya and Zareya. He's chayv once, no? Zareya and Zareya, he's chayv once. Zareya and Zareya, he's chayv once. So
If I'm Zarei and Mashkamai, there's Mechayev once. Ooh, that's a real difference in Avin Atolda. That's such a difference in Avin Atolda.
A person is Zarei and Zarei is Chayev once, and I'm Zarei and Mashkamai and Zarei Mechayev once. I would say maybe they're identical. In a certain way, it sounds surprising, the Gemara says.
I'll give you an obvious difference in Avin Atolda. If you're dealing with Avos, you're Chayev twice. Atolda, no. You're not Chayev Atolda Makav. You're Chayev twice if you do two different Avos. Yeah, you know what? If I do a told of Zareya and a told of Kosei, you know what? Yeah, I understand that I'd be chayiv. But is it so obvious that that's a difference? That's a difference. Maybe a told is exactly like the av, and just like if I repeat the av twice. So planting, you know, there's a Rashi, but we'll come to Afbeis. This says something a little bit unusual. A person plants in waters, not in a told, he's chayiv once. Why is he chayiv once? A person goes ahead,
let's say, and does Zareah and a second Zareah. He's chayiv one carbon. Why is he chayiv one carbon? I'll tell you, no, I'm chayiv one carbon. I'm chayiv one carbon for the dual act of Zareah, for planting this seed and planting that seed. Because b'chol nefa. The chi of carbon that I have is for act A and act B. Rashi has said something a little bit unusual. Rashi says, you know what the lumdus is when it comes to Tolda? If you do an av and it's Tolda, You know what your chayv wants? Rashi says, Za'av malach, a Tolda didei lo machayv. Ooh, that's a chiddush, no? Rashi b'vakam adaf eis. There's no chiyuv on the Tolda. There's no chiyuv on the Tolda. If you repeat the same av twice, your chayv is single carbon. There's no chilek chatos, but the carbon is for A and B. Rashi writes, if you do an av and it's Tolda, the chi of carbon is only for the av, it's not for the told. Why does Rashi have to write that out? Told the day lo machayev. Hoshav Shat Rashi was bothered by that. How is that a difference between an av and a told? If you just repeat the same av, you're also chayev once. No, repetition means it's a composite chi of A and B. Not true when it comes to told. The Tiferet Shmuel, the back of the Gemara Baba Kama, writes a chiddush. You can question the chiddush, but it makes a real difference in terms of the das, the mindset of the bala carbon. If it's two avos, the carbon is a result of A and B. A and B. You do an av and it's told that that's not true. That's why the Gemara thinks that that's enough gamina. That's enough gamina. I'll tell you a fascinating ha'ara of avnei nezer of toldos when it comes to shari suri. You know, there is a Gemara Shabbos, kuf dalad mabez. Kuf dalad mabez. Hito gagol shochez. A person has a nice fence. You know what he does on Shabbos? Unusual. He erases the bridge of the fence. You know what he has now? Well, you remove the hump, the bridge. You have two zayins. A zayin and a zayin. Guess what? He's chayiv for kosei. He's chayiv for kosei. Because he wrote two zayins on Shabbos. Mefurish Gemara. Kuf dal mabez. He to the gagol shochez is chayiv. If you take and look in the Ran, Lamed Zayin would base and up your if, the Ran is bothered by the following. That's called Kosei. That's Kosei. I wrote two Zayins. That's Kosei. Kosei means you form images. Here, I wrote in relief. I played with the background and the letters emerged. And the Gemara, Gittin Dachav. That's not called Kosei. That's not called Kosei. If you're going to write a get in that fashion, that's not called Ksiva Saget. The Gemara, Gittin Dachav, on the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, it has to state Kodesh Lashem. You have to create the image of Kodesh Lashem. If you're going to recess the background, and the letters are going to protrude necessarily, I didn't form the letters. You know what that's called? Chok tochos. That's not called chok yerechos. I didn't make the image, but I recessed the back and the image just popped. It emerged. You know, that's very relevant when it comes to tefillin. On the Sharosh Yavishin. How in the world did the Sofer make such a perfect shin? How did the Sofer make such a perfect shin? You know, if the answer is, how did he do so? He has a mold. No? Where his shin is carved out. And he just puts significant pressure
on the or, and it pushes back the background so that the shin protrudes. Whoa, is that called forming a shin? In Gittin, in Stam, you can't go ahead and write that way. You can't write in that way. The Machaber writes in Simon Lamedalit, in Ochos Tefillin. You know what? You have a Sefer Torah. There's a Yud. But you know what? That Yud was too long. You know, looks like a Vav. Looks like a Vav. No problem. No problem. You know what? We'll just take a sharp edge and we'll scratch away the bottom of the Vav. You know, and now there's a Yud. You know what? The N, the Mem, looks closed. And it's supposed to be an open Mem. No problem. Just scratch away and open it up. You know what Machaber writes? Big problem. Because he didn't form the letter by writing the letter. You formed the letter by erasing and scratching at something that was not part of the letter. Machaber writes, that's possible. And you know what? That's going to be very hard to detect. No, because everything looks great. Except you didn't form the letter. In other words, that's not called writing. That's not called writing. Oh, so in Gittin, that's not called writing. The Ran writes, and in Stam, that's not called writing. Kodesh Lashem, that's not called writing. But on Shabbos, you're chayiv. How can that possibly be? Ooh, that's the kash of the Ran. How can it be chayiv mishum kosev on Shabbos? If a kol torah, that's not called kosev. That's not called kosev. So the Ran writes, remember this, because this is critical for the Masechta. You know what the answer is? Shabbos is different because Melechus Machsheves Sasvatar. Wow. Melechus Machsheves Sasvatar. How did you intend those two Zions? By erasing the bridge of the Ches. So since Is Avid Machshavto, oh, you carried out your desire, that was the plan. So guess what? You're Chayiv on Shabbos. You know what's unusual about that run? Melechus Machsheves is a basis of Chiyuv. In the vast, vast, vast majority of cases, it flips the other way. Melechus Machsheves is the basis of Ptur. Melechus Machsheves usually tells us that B'chol HaTorah Kula, yes, but it's not enough on Shabbos. On Shabbos, more is necessary. Targum, Rashi, Beitz, Avikum, Beitz. Melechus Machsheves means a Melechus Umnas. It's not enough to do something. You have to do something in a professional manner. So usually it means the bar is raised. It's harder to be chayiv on Shabbos than kol haTorah kula. Here, the Ran uses Melechus Machsheves in the opposite direction. That b'chol haTorah kula, that's not called kosev, but on Shabbos it is. It is called kosev. Wow, it's an important Ran to remember. Is there a model of that in Shas? Not so simple. Maybe, b'va kamadav samach, but a machlokas Rashi in the Rush. How you read that Gemara? Do you have a case of Melechus Machsheves, which is telling you that you're chayiv on Shabbos? And without Melechus Machsheves, I would have said that you're potter. So the Ran writes, chok tolchos. So that's why on Shabbos you're chayiv, but nochos tefillin, the Machaber writes, that would not be good for ksiva. You know what? Avnei Nezer writes, one word. Avnei Nezer, Achayim, Simin Rei Zayin, one word. You know what that is? Tolda. And he tells you, Ayin Tos B'choros Kafe. Yeah, the Gemara says you're chayiv if you scratch out the bump of that ches. But who says it's an av? Who says it's an av? You're chayiv on Shabbos as a tolda, as a tolda. Are there toldas of kosev when it comes to ksiva saget? Are there toldas of kosev when it comes to ksiva stam? Are there toldas of kosev when it comes to kodesh l'shem and the tzitz of the kohen gadol? See what Avnei Zer writes? Toldas of kosev? No. So on Shabbos, yes. If there is toldos, the zeres akosu. So chol tochos is a tolda. But b'chol haTorah kula, that'll never be the case. It's a fascinating one. So as mentioned, the Gemara is searching a difference between avos and toldos. Avos and toldos. So according to the Chachamim, you have your difference. An av and a tolda. You only chayiv once, as Rashi writes, only for the av, not for the tolda. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, you do an av and it's told you're chayiv twice. Ma'ika ben av betol. What's the difference? So Tosus is bottom, no? Tosus writes something like stunning. Tosus says, Lema nafkamina le'inyan hasra. I'll tell you the difference. Why is the Gemara so bothered? What's the difference between Rav and a Tolda? I'll tell you a difference. Hasra. How exactly did Hasra? Tosus assumes, why? That the Hasra, typically speaking, is the Av Malacha. The Hasra is the Av Malacha. And the Tolda, not true. Let's assume like that one day in Tosus. A person is doing a Tolda, you can't give Hasra in the name of the Tolda. Hasra has to be given B'Shem Av. That's a great nafkamina. That a person is doing an Av, Hasra is the name of Av. A person doing a Tolda, no. Av. The Hasra has to, so that's a great nafkamina. V'lema nafkamina le'inyan Hasra. Hasra, the only options are Av. The Hasra, Av a Tolda, no. That day in Tosus. Realize what a chiddush this Tosus is. We're kind of conditioned to know that that's pshat. Realize what a chiddush is. You know, you go through all shas, and I ask you, how do you give hasra? Very unclear. Very unclear. Is that so obvious that you have to person from the Shabbos? You have to mention the Av Malacha. Yeah, you have to mention the Av Malacha. Who says? Tosus. Where exactly does that come from? That the hasra has to be. B'shem ha'av, and now Tosfos says, and what about a Tolda? Realize that's a stunning chiddush. That's not found anywhere in the Rambam. No, you look in the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perikid Beis Halacha Beis. You see a person's Machal Shabbos, you know what you say? Prosh. Al Tasa. That's Hasra. Stop. Don't do that. That's Hasra. Uh-oh, the guy thinks it's a minute. Oh, it's the Rambam man. No, you have to tell him, this is really, you know, this is a Chiyav Misa. You're going to be chayav stila. So you have to tell the person to stop, prosh al taseh, and you have to tell him, because if you do that, malchus, misa, that's hasra. It's unbelievable. That's right, Rome doesn't have any of this. Hasra has to mention an av malacha. And you just simply tell the person, don't do this, because chilul Shabbos generates a chayav stila. That's it. And if you ask, what is the source of the Rambam? It's Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, Perakei Halacha Aleph. Yerushalmi has this very broad Hasra. A broad Hasra. HaTorah Amra Mechala Mos Yumas. That's what Yerushalmi writes. Tosus assumes that, no, Hasra has to be so specific. So specific. You have to mention, you have to do such a lamdan. You have to know the Av Malacha in order to give Hasra. So Hasra has to be in the Shem Avav, it can't be in the name of Atolda. But realize, it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. There's a Rashi hidden away. Shvus Chaf Mabez. The Gemara has a whole Amud when it comes to Isurei Shvur. There are a lot of psukim in the Torah that tell us, don't swear inappropriately. But there are a lot of different types of Shvus. There's a shvu lahava, there's a shvu l'sha'avra, there's a shvu shav, there's a shvu sheker. If I ask you, okay, list, which pasuk in Chumash is referring to all of those cases? All those cases. You know what the answer is? It's not so clear. It's not so clear. The pasuk of Losi, shov b'shmi l'shaker. What shvu is that referring to? A shvu lahava, a shvu l'shava, 2 days in the Gemara. And the Ram Paskins differently than both Dales. Like, pretty complicated. So Arashi, like, Tatuay, Shua Safa Bays. Lamay Nafkamina. They're all Asr. Lamay Nafkamina. You know what Rashi writes? Hasra. Whoa, Hasra. That's a very big Kiddush, no? You know why you have to know that Sigya so well? Because the guy is swearing falsely. In order to give him Hasra, you have to really know. Is this by Yachel? Is this Lishov Vishmi Lashoke? Is this Losis Hashem Hashem Akach Lashav? You really have to know Rashi's for Hasra. The Minchas Chinuch writes, when he begins his discussion of Lech HaShabbos, he's like, realize there's a Rashi Shua Safa Beis that says something remarkable. You have to mention the specific pasuk. And if you get the pasuk wrong, that's no good. And here all of a sudden, Tosfos writes, you have to mention the Av Malacha. But realize what a great Chiddush that is. Even if you assume like Tosfos, Hasra requires the av. Tosa says, yes, Hasra requires the av. Even a person doing the toldah. Hasra of the av is b'shem av. Hasra of the toldah is b'shem av. That's an av kamina. You don't have an option of being master of toldah b'shem ha-toldah. So when the Gemara is struggling, ma'ikav and av the toldah, the Gemara should have said, the lame and av kamina and Hasra. You know what's so difficult with this Tosos? Number one is the assumptions. Who says? Who says Hasra requires all of that? Okay? But let's grant. No. Hasra requires Hasra Mefuretes. You have to be so exact. You really have to know the Malachos very, very well in order to go ahead and give Hasra. But what was the Kash of the Gemara? And what is Tosos suggesting? What's the difference in Av and Atolvi? According to the Chachamim, there's a clear difference. If you do an av and it's told of, you only chayiv once. Okay, that's menachemim. What's the kasha of the Gemara? But ula Rabbi Eliezer, the mechayiv av told of a makom av, according to Eliezer, you do an av and it's told, you're chayiv twice. You do an av and it's told, you're chayiv twice. What does that tell you? According to the chamim, an av and it's only chayiv once, because, you know, the told is absolutely secondary to the av. The derivative is secondary to its source. And if you're an av and it's told, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you're chayiv told a makom av, you do an av and it's told, you're chayiv twice. Doesn't that indicate that there is independence to the tolda? We don't just simply assume that, you know, that the av schleps along the tolda. But what do you mean? You do an av and it's told, you're chayiv twice. So the Gemara says, look, if you do an av and it's told, you're chayiv twice, what's the difference in av and a tolda? So what does Tosa suggest? Hasra. That sounds incredible, no? Yeah, hasra. Because you have to be master tolda b'shem av. According to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to be master tolda b'shem av. According to the Chacham, you do an av and it's tolda, you're only a chayiv once. So you see, the tolda is a subcategory of the av. It has no independent field. So Tosfos assumes it's great finish. Abdi Masra told b'shem av. But the Gemara doesn't need an afkamina according to the Chachamim. The Gemara is looking for an afkamina according to Rabbi Eliezer. If you do an av, it's told, you're chayiv twice. How do you understand those two dinim? You do an av and it's told, you're chayiv twice, but you have to master the tolda b'shem av? According to Rabbi Eliezer, I would have said, you know what, Hasra is not an afkamina, because he on us says Hasra is only an afkamina according to the Chachamim. But we have an afkamina according to the Chachamim. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you're thanked independently for a tolda. So therefore, let the afkamina be Hasra. Really? You're chayiv independently for the tolda because the Torah is an island unto itself, but you can't give Hasra for the tolda. The Hasra must be b'shem av. That combination of Tosa sounds incredible. That you're chayiv independently for a tolda, but the Hasra has to be b'shem av. Sounds like a steer mini obey. If you're chayiv independently for the tolda, Hasra should be b'shem tolda. And if you're chayiv only for the av, the Hasra should be b'shem av. You know who asked that? The Rashba, Yir, Shabbos, Tav Tzadi Vav Mabez. The Rashba writes, that whole kasha Tosa doesn't even begin. Because the Gemara is only looking for an afkamina according to Rabbi Eliezer. And isn't it obvious, isn't it self-evident, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Hasra can only be in the name of the Tolda? And if you ask the Rashba, how do you give Hasra if a person does a Tolda? You know what the answer is? That's exactly the Machlokes, rather than the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, you only have one choice, Av. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you only have one choice, Tolda. According to Tosas, there's no such day that you cannot be master Tolda b'shem av. But it's so surprising that Tosu says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to be master Tolda b'shem av, even though you're chayiv for the Tolda separately. That you have to work. And I'll just throw up the chakir. No. This really is the issue. The fact that there are multiple chiyuv. A person violates various malachos of Shabbos. He's chayiv a carbon for each and every malacha. That sounds like such a chiddush.
After all, isn't there a single iser? Lo sasacha malacha. Don't do malacha. Don't do malacha. You'll ask me, what is malacha? I'll tell you the following. There are 39 examples of malacha. Or maybe I'll tell you something like unbelievable. There aren't 39 examples of halacha. There are 39 Isuri Shabbos. Every malacha is the world unto itself. There are 39 Isuri malacha. I'll tell you the following. Look at the Mishnayos and Krisos, Perek Gimel. Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Tes, three Mishnayos. Each one of the Mishnayos gives you an example where you can be chayiv more than one carbon chatas. So, the most obvious example, the beginning of Perek Gimel, a person violates two separate yisurim. A person eats chaylev and a person is machal shabbos. Of course, he's chayiv two different chatas. They're two different yisurim. Okay. A Mishnah Zayin. Ba'al nidos harbor. You know what? It's the same iser, nida, nida. But it's a different manifestation of the same iser. You know what that's called? Gufin mechulaki. Not shemos mechulaki. It's not a different shem iser. It's a different gufa iser. It's a different example of the same iser. Not independent iser. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yeshua. Tanchui mechulaki. You go to the shul, you'll trey smorgasbord. Now, whoa, so there's boiled chaylev, there's roasted chaylev, there's baked chaylev. Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be chayim three chatos. Because each one is a different tanchuyim uklokim. It's a different manifestation of the same iser. So when you finish the third parak of Krisos, you know what you see? Sometimes you're chayim multiple karbanos for different iserim. Sometimes you're chayim multiple karbanos for violations of the same iser. Now I'm going to throw out the heavy issue. What's the relationship between Borer and Posey? Different examples of Malacha Shabbos or different Isurei Shabbos? Well, I'll tell you a Kiddush, the language of Tosus Rid, Shabbos Kuflam Ates. You know what? The Torah tells us don't do Malacha. And the Torah singles out Lo Savaru Eish. And Havari is Lachalik Yotzah, Shabbos Davayin Amad Aleph. Why does the Torah set aside Lo Savaru Eish? To tell you the concept of Chiluk Malachos. Just like the Torah sets aside this Malacha, this is true of each and every one of the Malachos. You know what the language of Tosafot is? Unbelievable. The Kevin Davar Lachalik Yotzah. You ready? Ki ilu ksiv lav akol malacha malacha. It's as though that there's a separate lav for all the lametes malachos. Vahavi kmo lavin de chele v'dam. And it's just like chele v'dam. Borin kosev is like chele v'dam. Tosas read, v'tzarech lahasra sa chele mishum chele v'dam mishum dam. And just like you have to give hasra for chele if you're eating chele, and dam if reading dam, because these are two absolutely independent yisurim. The same is true akol malacha umalacha. Wow. That's how the Tosfos Rid understands the notion of chiluk malachas. Every malacha of Shabbos has its own law. The Torah could have just listed 39 psukim, but you know what the Torah does? It lists one, lo savaru eish, lo lamed alakol kuliyatsa. A model and a separate iser to tell you ki ilu ksi la vato malacha malacha. That's unbelievable. Each av is its own, is its own lav. You know what I would call that? Shemos mechulaki. Each lav is a different shemos. Just like chelev and dam are separate iserim, bor and kosev are separate iserim. Bor and dam are separate iserim. So I'm 39 malachas. Well, let's say you come up with your list of, you know, scores of toldas. Is every tolda a separate lav? Is
every Toldah a separate law? I would argue, every Toldah is a separate law. Every Toldah is a separate law. Yeah, no, Rabbi Elazar says, if you're not mistold, you're chayav kois. Every Toldah is a separate law. I say, no. You know, I know that Tosfos said Kuflam Bechas. Every Av is a separate law. Every Toldah is a separate law. No, that Lamed Al-Kokoyat said refers to the Avos, not the Toldos. How can you be chayav for Toldos separately? So know what I'll tell you, I think the Terence is, but you have the Chazan, that according to Tosfos read, Avos are Shemos Mechlaki. But a Toldah is like Baal Nilos Arba. That's Gufin Mechlaki. Toldah is not Shemos Mechlaki. Toldah is Gufin Mechlaki. Like Tanchuin, like Chelet, Baal Nidos Arba. That's why Rabbi Elazar maintained that, you know what? You're chayev twice. Just like Baal Nidos Arba. But what is the shemisse? What is the shemisse? You know, the answer is, the shemisse is the Av. That's why Tosis assumes. Ooh. And even though you're chayev separately for a Toldah, the Hasra has to be the Shema Av, even according to Elazar. And that's why Tosa says, the name of the name of Hasra. Hasra, you're chayiv separately. You're chayiv separately because it's a different manifestation of the same Isser. But what is this Isser called? The same Isser is the Av. And therefore, it's not a steer at all to assume you're chayiv twice. You're chayiv independently for a Toldah, but the Hasra of the Toldah has to be B'shema'ah. I would say that's Pashav Shat in the Tosa. But that creates a structure that you really have to spend time on. That every Av Malach is a different Shemesse. And told us within an Av, we're just Kufin Mukhlakim of that very same Shemesse. So, Chiv Chatos can be Kufin Mukhlakim. Mashem Kein Hasra, according to Tosus, has to reflect the character, the Shemesse, because Kidut Silav. Take a look at that machlokas, the Tosus, the Rashba, and realize the great chiddush when it comes to cases of Asra, the Rambam Shita, that Asra does not require any of this detail, but rather pro shel tasad b'zeh, because if you do so, when it's chayav nisa, that's considered to be sufficient. Which is just the beginning, right, of the structure of Avos and Toldos, and possibilities in terms of the difference, there are many more between Avos and Toldos. One is in terms of the amount of chiyu, and Tosfos is chiddush, the possible nafkamina when it comes to Hasra.